My dear friends in Christ, we have begun Passiontide, this most solemn season of the ecclesiastical year. Last Sunday we celebrated the fourth Sunday of Lent, known as Laetare Sunday, and we had a glimpse of the Easter joys that are soon to come. But today, the mood is very different. The church is very somber and solemn. We've omitted the joyous psalm at the prayers of the foot of the altar. The statues, of course, are covered. And this is in memory of this gospel this morning, that our Lord had to hide himself from the hateful Jews. Christ was accused, and viciously accused. They went so far as to say that he had a devil. Christ magnificently defends himself. And in their hatred, in their envy, the Jews take up stones to try and kill him, and he is forced to flee. This is the worst possible punishment that could come on a person. Jesus had to hide himself. He had given these Jews chance after chance. It is amazing throughout the Gospels how often Christ proved that he was willing to forgive. Again and again he would forgive. His patience, his mercy was without limit. But unfortunately, there is a limit. And we are the ones who can impose that limit, because even God himself cannot force someone to love him. Spiritual writers tell us that the church, the mystical body of Christ, mirrors the earthly life of Christ. And in this gospel story, there's a very interesting correlation. Christ hiding himself from the people. Christ hides himself from people that mistreat him again and again. And do we not see that in our society? We look at the Novus Ordo Church. We have no doubt that we are in the time of the great apostasy. And we don't mean the apocalypse. God knows when the end times will be here. But the apostasy, the falling away. A billion Catholics are without the faith. Christ is not present in their churches and in their tabernacles. He has hid himself. But worse even than this is when, on a personal level, when Christ is forced to hide himself from a soul. And this is something that we should live in abject fear of. This is, as mentioned, the greatest punishment that can come on a person. We're told of these sins of the Holy, against the Holy Ghost, that cannot be forgiven. And we understand that in this way. We know that any sin can be forgiven. But when we hear in Scripture of sins against the Holy Ghost which cannot be forgiven, it is this. The Holy Ghost is always giving grace. But when a person rejects this grace over and over, when a person hardens their heart against it, God can do no more. and he withdraws this grace. It's an interesting thing to see in practice. It's the greatest tragedy that one can witness. And the spiritual writers all talk about this as well, that when a person falls away, when a person loses their faith, typically it's not because, in its source, it's not because of doctrine. It's not because there is some fine point of the faith that they don't really understand. This is usually the excuse that is given. The reason people typically fall away is because they will not give up sin. Typically, most typically, these are sins against purity that dull the mind, that blunt the will. But it could be any passion that is not kept in check. This sort of selfishness, this lack of desire to improve ourselves, leads to the hardening of heart, that resistance to grace that is so tragic. And sad to say, yes, we do see this in the world, that perhaps a great reason for the hardness of people's hearts, their inability to use their God-given intelligence to follow their consciences, it's because that grace has been taken away. They have become too entrenched in sin. But this is an important aspect of our meditation this morning, is that what does this mean to me? With every spiritual truth, with every mystery that we think about, we need to think of an application. How can this apply to my own spiritual life? And there's this terrible tendency to become like the Pharisee, to think, even subconsciously, how lucky that I'm not like the rest of the world. That as if we are give in to our fallen nature, our human inclinations, that this is the reaction. And we need to be grateful that we have our Catholic faith. We need to thank Almighty God for that every day, but not in the way that the Pharisee thinks. Not full of disgust and contempt for the rest of the world, but rather, how can I make a difference? How can I save myself from this pitfall? What can I do to never reject Christ and his graces? This is the application that we can take from this. Never take for granted. We are not confirmed in grace. But we need to follow Christ in all things. We need to take ourselves away from that spirit of the world. Though we live in the world, we should not live of the world. As Christ was rejected by the Jews, we may know with a certainty we will be rejected by the world. And this is fine. We have to follow him. The world today largely rejects Christ and his teachings, but amazingly, he still loves every single soul with a burning love. And in this, we have to follow his example too. It can be very difficult. We know that in our place right now in history, there are people who are doing very evil things. But along with Christ, we have to say, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. If they reject us, remember our Lord's words. 15th chapter of St. John, he told us very clearly, if they have persecuted me, they will persecute you. So my dear friends in Christ, the overwhelming lesson that we should take from this morning's gospel is this. We must suffer willingly like our Lord. And rather than making judgments, rather than shaking our head at the world, let us do something to help. Start with ourselves. Make sure that we are not rejecting any grace. The amazing point of fact is that from our homes, in a quiet, in an unassuming way, we can make a difference. We can participate in our Lord's crucifixion. We can participate in the redemption. We can help to save ourselves, and in so doing, we can help to save the rest of the world. Let us pray fervently to understand and take to heart the words of our Lord. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.